I'm trying to explain to Anthony here why you wanted him out of the apartment.
Living with his girlfriend's mom was a buzzkill.
You were arrested for
possession of drugs.
But did she leave something out?
Her son was arrested as well. Just trying to make me look bad.
Makes it even more interesting.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I mean, don't play stupid with me.
I'm not playing stupid, Your Honor.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
25-year-old Anthony Chiliberti is suing his ex-girlfriend's mother, Joanne Genzano, for the return of a security deposit and a false restraining order.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 36 on the calendar in the matter of Chiliberti versus Genzano.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Gentlemen, have a seat.
Mr. Chiliberti, you and your girlfriend, this is her mother.
Correct.
Moved into an apartment. You and your girlfriend didn't have enough credit, money, whatever, so that your mother and your girlfriend's mother signed the lease.
Yes.
And you originally moved into the apartment with your mother.
Yes.
So your girlfriend, you, and your mother.
Correct.
Your mother moved out of the apartment, and your girlfriend's mother moved in.
Yes.
So now there were always three of you in the apartment. First you, your mother, and your girlfriend, and then your girlfriend, her mother, and you.
Yes.
When did you move into the apartment?
October 2016.
And when did your mother move out of the apartment?
Around March of 2017.
And when did the defendant move into the apartment?
I believe she moved in around a few months after my mom moved out, a couple months after.
When did you move in?
Yes, it was around May, Your Honor, 2017.
And you didn't much get along with the defendant?
No.
Your lawsuit says she's illegally evicted you from the apartment. She got a false restraining order. She used the false restraining order to get you out of the apartment. And you also say that you put down the security deposit for the apartment, which you want back.
Correct.
So in all, you are suing for thousands of dollars. I just have a couple of questions for you.
Sure.
While you were living in the apartment with your girlfriend, were you ever arrested?
Yes.
When?
I don't know the exact date.
I don't need the exact date. Give me the month. How many times have you been arrested?
Once.
Well, then I would remember that. How old are you?
29.
Month and year that you were arrested?
September 2017.
So you were arrested while Miss Genzano was living in the apartment?
Correct.
And you were arrested for?
Possession of drugs.
In the house? In the house. So while you were living in an apartment that she signed for, so she's on the lease for, you were arrested in the house for probably possession with intent to sell. Because they didn't come into your apartment to say, I think we're going to come into Anthony's apartment and look around for drugs, right? Is that case over or not?
No.
Still ongoing?
Correct.
So I'm not going to ask you any more questions about it. Did the police come to the house?
Yes.
How many?
If I had to guess, maybe six.
Just a second. I'm not asking you anything. I'm trying to explain to Anthony here why you wanted him out of the apartment. And why I would want him out of the apartment. I would use any mechanism necessary to get you out of the apartment. Who are you?
His father.
Why doesn't he live with you?
Because he was living with his mother, because I'm divorced.
No, he wasn't living with his mother. His mother moved out. He was living with his girlfriend's mother.
Yes.
When he got busted.
Yes.
Well, he's 29 years old. Why can't he live with you?
He was living with me before.
Did he ever get arrested in your house?
No.
Would you tolerate him getting arrested in your house with six cops coming into your house?
No, I wouldn't tolerate that.
No, you wouldn't tolerate that, right?
Right.
Why should she tolerate that?
Well, what does that mean? Number one...
If you really want to have a discussion with me, you can stand up. If you're going to try to make an excuse for that and say, well, you wouldn't want him in your house, but, you know, he's living there.
The only excuse that I have for that is that in his case, it's ongoing, but he wasn't the one that...
Don't tell me any of the... Listen to me. Don't tell me any of the facts in his case.
Okay.
Because I'm not getting into that because he has a defense attorney. His defense attorney wouldn't want him to get into that.
Okay.
I'm just saying to you, sir, you live a peaceful life.
Yes.
You wouldn't like it if six cops came to your house, would you?
No. No, I wouldn't. No.
Neither does she. Now we're clear. Now you can sit down. What?
I wasn't the only one arrested. Her son was arrested as well. Just trying to make me look bad. They were there for her son, too.
Really?
Correct.
Was her son living with you?
Yes, he was living at the house.
And he was arrested, too?
Correct.
Is his case also ongoing?
Correct.
Is he still living at the house?
Yes.
Is that right?
He wasn't arrested for anything. I don't know what he's talking about.
So your son was not arrested?
He was taken out with him, and he was brought back about an hour later. I thought he was taken down for questioning.
Thought he was brought back. Was he arrested or not?
No, he was not arrested.
Does he have an ongoing case?
I thought it was all done, Your Honor.
What do you mean you thought it was
all done? I don't know what his case would be.
I'm just asking you.
You
would know.
Listen, I don't know.
I'm just, you know.
No.
I mean, don't play stupid with me.
I'm not playing stupid, Your Honor. I'm not.
Who is this?
My husband.
Okay. You have a son?
Yes.
Does he have an ongoing criminal case?
Not that I know of.
He doesn't.
Where is he?
At work.
Is he a co-defendant of yours?
Yes.
In a current ongoing case?
Yes.
Oh, that's news to me.
Well, then you better get the drill. Does he still live with you?
Yes.
Okay. So he's your co-defendant?
Yes.
When did he move into the house?
Same time as me, October 2016.
So he moved in with you, your girlfriend?
And my mother.
Your mother and your girlfriend's brother?
Yes.
Oh, that wasn't in here. It makes it even more interesting.
Mm.
How old is your son?
32.
Okay, security deposit. Forget false restraining order. Security deposit. In 2016, sir, where were you working?
With her son.
You still working in the same place?
No.
Where do you work now?
I'm currently unemployed. Going back to school.
Who do you live with?
My father.
Your father lets you be unemployed at 29 years old?
Well, it's not for long.
What?
Excuse me. He was working. He had a job, but he got laid off.
When
this all happened.
That's not true. That is not true.
Security deposit. Who put down the security deposit in October of 2016?
I did.
I'd like to see the check, and I'd like to see where you got the money from. How much was the security deposit?
$25,042 and some change.
What's $4,237.50?
That was the total. That was when we moved in, that was the total. Security deposit was the $25,042.
Now, as far as the security deposit is concerned, this is what your response is. Your response is that it was your money, you gave him the money. Show me where you took out $25,042.
I honestly can't show you that.
Well, if you honestly can't, then he gets his security deposit back. You put him back. Put him out of the house. You're still living in the apartment?
Mm-hmm.
$25,042. That's what he gets back.
He didn't pay it, but...
Well, then you show me you paid it. He just showed me where he paid it.
I know.
I know.
Well, where did he get the money to pay it? I had to pay it back.
No, just a second. Just show me where you took the money from to pay the security deposit and the rent. He's able to show that to me. If you say you paid it, I would like to see it.
I took out some money from one of my accounts.
What does that mean?
I took out cash.
How
out
much?
Of one of my...
How much?
$1,700.
That doesn't cover the security
deposit.
Well,
I have a lot of little petty cash on hand. If I'm
you're
doing hairdressing.
You're a liar.
I'm not a liar,
yeah,
Your Honor.
Yeah, you are. You did not pay the security deposit. Once I got the story about I don't know whether my son was arrested with him, I doubt everything else that you say to me. But I'm willing to look at evidence if you have evidence that you paid the $2,500 for the security deposit. He has just shown me proof from his bank where he paid the money. You show me. If you can't, you have to give him the security deposit back. You put him out, $2,542. Now, you have a counterclaim for attorney's fees.
Yes.
You filed a protective order against him. You filed a protective order against him to get him out of the house. That's why you filed one.
Well, because there was a lot of fights going on, Your Honor.
No, you filed the protective order instead of moving to evict him from the house. You say it in your answer.
I'm confused.
Well, I'll try to unconfuse
yes, you.
I'll try to unconfuse you. The police, after they interviewed you, told you to file a restraining order to get him out of the house. Right?
Yes.
Right.
Well, they knew I was under a lot of grief.
Don't tell me what they knew. You can't tell me what the police knew. That is an abuse of a restraining order. When you have a tenant who lives with you and had been living there for a period of at least a year and a half, gets his mail there, there are certain things that you have to go through if you are on the lease and he's not on the lease in order to get him out. You have to go to court in order to do that. A more expeditious way of doing it, but it's certainly not the intention of a restraining order, is to go and get a restraining order, which you did, mm-hmm. which in effect put him out of the house. He, in turn, filed one against you.
Right.
And they were both heard mm-hmm. and both dismissed.
Correct.
Well, you want your attorney's fees for the one that was dismissed, that he filed against you. That's what your counterclaim is about.
Right.
You're not going to get it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You abused the system, so did he.
But why is he getting money back?
He's getting his security deposit back.
But it was my security deposit.
No, yes. Just a second. Madam, show me it was your money.
I can't.
Show. Well, if you can't, you can't.
And later today.
You shouldn't be driving a car, period. Unless you can demonstrate to me that you have enough to cover any damage. Do you understand?
I am.
Yep is not an answer. Yes is an answer.
Yes,
so
Your
don't
Honor.
Be a smart aleck. You need insurance.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Anthony Chiliberti says his ex-girlfriend's mother, Joanne Genzano, owes for the return of a security deposit and a false restraining order. Joanna's countersuing for attorney fees.
Okay, when you abuse the system, and you abuse the system, so did he.
But why is he getting money back?
He's getting his security deposit back.
But it was my security deposit.
No, yeah, just a second. Madam, show me it was your money.
I can't.
Show. Well, if you can't, you can't. Come on, confess judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $25.42. We're done.
So I know.
Your Honor. Are excuse me. Step out.
He's a liar, a sneak, and he got away with everything.
I'm just happy I was awarded my money back.
He did not pay the security deposit.
I paid it. I showed proof, you know.
God will punish him.
I feel bad for the next guy that dates her daughter.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Johnson versus Moore. Step forward.
24-year-old Gene Johnson is suing fellow motorist Ebony Moore for causing an accident in a traffic circle.
Mr. Johnson, you claim that Ms. Moore is responsible for an automobile accident that caused some damage to your car.
Yes, Your Honor.
When did that accident take place?
On the morning of February 2nd, 2018.
Ms. Moore, did you have insurance on your car on February 2nd of 2018?
No, Your Honor. In the state of New Hampshire, I don't need insurance.
You don't have to have insurance on a car to
you
drive?
You do not. No. I do have evidence that proves that.
It may be that in New Hampshire you don't need insurance, even liability insurance. What do you have to prove in order not to have insurance?
I just have to have my vehicle registered in that state, and that's all.
You think I'm reading this? I'm not reading this. Just show me.
In where it's paper clipped, there should be a line underlined there.
Yes. New Hampshire does not require you to carry auto insurance, but you must be able to demonstrate that you are able to provide sufficient funds to meet New Hampshire motor vehicle financial responsibility requirements. What did you do to be able to satisfy them that you met the financial responsibility requirements so that you didn't have to have insurance?
The police were never called, so I didn't have to show.
Listen. You have to have insurance unless you have enough money to yeah. demonstrate to the state of New Hampshire that if you're the cause of an accident, you have sufficient financial means to pay for it, you have to have insurance.
Yeah, I understand, but I'm not at fault. So.
Listen to me very carefully. You shouldn't be driving a car. Period.
Okay.
And the reason you shouldn't be driving a car is unless you can demonstrate to me that you have maybe $500,000 in the bank. So that in the event that you kill somebody in your car, you have enough to cover any damage. Do you understand?
I am.
Good. Yep is not an answer. Yes is an answer.
Yes,
so
Your
don't
Honor.
Be a smart aleck. You need insurance. Unless you can prove to the state that you have sufficient ability independently to pay for any damage in the event that you're the cause of an accident. And you know that. Now, this accident took place on February 2nd, and you had some scratches on your car.
Yes, Your Honor.
But then your car was totaled.
Yes.
When?
On February 21st, 2018.
And the car was completely covered.
Yes.
So now what you're going to show me is, before I even get into the facts of this case, is that they deducted the damage, the specific damage that you're claiming resulted from the accident that you had with the defendant. Do you understand?
Yes.
Perfect. And now I'd like to see photographs of the damage to your car after the accident of February 2nd. So your car had damage on the passenger side?
Yes, Your Honor.
Who were you in an accident with on February 21st?
With another lady who ended up hitting me head on.
Hit you head on?
Yeah.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I was trying to get over to the left lane so I can go around the rotary and not get off the exit to go towards
the airport. You didn't do it fast enough.
Well, I had my blinker on. I looked. He was two cars behind. I had enough time to pass.
Well, evidently not.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Jane Johnson says fellow motorist Ebony Moore caused an accident in a traffic circle.
Okay, so would you go over there now? I see the $809, which is what you're suing for, was deducted from your insurance.
Yes.
Okay, go.
So I was traveling in the left lane going to work, and Ms. Moore was in the right lane. And the right lane exits off to this exit. The left lane continues going around. This right lane is a no driving zone, and I have a video of that as well, Your Honor. So I was in the left lane, both lanes exit to the right, and I was trying to get off at the exit where she had trying to keep going around the rotary and went into the left lane. That's when she struck my vehicle.
So you were going off from the far left?
Yes.
And she wanted to continue to go around. Why were you getting off from the far left instead of from the right?
Both lanes go off the exit. And where my job is located is on the left side.
That I want to see, that both lanes have to exit.
Okay, I have that on the video. Would you?
Where?
On my phone.
Oh, I'd like to see it. Thank you. Mm-hmm. You can get off. It becomes three lanes right here.
In the left lane, yes.
You can continue to go around the rotary from this lane, right?
Yes.
You can also exit from your lane.
Yes.
You were all the way over on the right.
Yes, Your Honor.
Show me what you were doing.
Alrighty. So, this is my vehicle?
Yes.
This is where the...
I understand where his vehicle was. I understand where your vehicle was.
Okay.
He can get off.
Yes.
He can get off.
So I was in the right lane.
Yes.
I was trying to get over to the left lane so I can go around this way, around the rotary, and not get off the exit to go towards the
airport. You didn't do it fast enough.
Well.
You didn't do it fast enough.
I had my blinker on, and I had signaled. I looked. He was two cars behind. I had enough time to pass.
Well, evidently not.
Well,
evidently not.
He sped up, and that's when I clipped him.
That's ridiculous.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by...
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $809. We're done. You drive your car without insurance, and the next time they're going to take your car because you don't meet these requirements under New Hampshire law.
I don't live in New Hampshire anymore, Your Honor.
Where do you live?
In Florida.
Florida, they require insurance.
Correct.
Do you have insurance?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. So you have a current insurance policy.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Correct.
What's your license plate number?
Off the top of my head, I don't know it. I think it's...
What kind of a car do you drive?
2003 Honda Element.
Where is it registered?
I'm sorry?
Where is it registered?
In Florida?
Don't ask me a question. I asked you. I live in Florida. What plates does it have, Florida or New Hampshire?
Florida, because I live in Florida now.
No, I know you live in Florida now. That's not my question. My question is, when you moved to Florida, did you register the car in Florida?
Yes. In order to have insurance in Florida, I need to register my vehicle in Florida.
Okay.
So, yes.
I doubt it.
Okay.
Big time.
Why is that excuse? You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
She's a girl. I'm young. I'm stupid.
It is what it is.
The girl needs to learn how to pay more attention.
I feel like he was definitely at fault.
I learned my lesson not to trust people.
We said that we would handle this ourselves, and then he filed the claim on me.
Always have car insurance, yes.
Yep, accidents happen.